You're listening to New Hampshire Now.
Welcome back. You're on New Hampshire Now on 914-15 and ConcordNewsRadio.com. I am Chris Ryan. I appreciate you joining us for the program. This hour of New Hampshire Now is presented by Riverbend Community Mental Health. Riverbend, located in Concord and Franklin, is caring for the mental health of the community with Choices Addiction and Recovery Services. For more information, go to RiverbendCMHC.org. Riverbend on the front lines in the mental health and opioid crisis here in the Granite State. And they want to let you know that treatment works. Appreciate joining us for the program. Again, this hour of it brought to you by Riverbend, and this segment of the show presented by New England College and NEC.edu. Great opportunity earlier today to sit down with Danica Patrick in Boston. She had a jam-packed day promoting the upcoming race at Hampshire Motor Speedway in Loudoun on July the 16th, of which she'll be a part. An opportunity to sit down with her and talk a little about being Danica Patrick and how her season so far has been going.
I'm going to be joined by Danica Patrick, who's going to be head up to the Hampshire Motor Speedway in Loudoun, July the 16th for the big race. We're certainly excited about that. Talk about your day in Boston, one of the great historic cities, an opportunity to meet with some school kids and also take in a little bit of the city. This has to be one of the best parts of being a driver, is getting to meet people and take in these type of experiences.
You said a historical city, and I think that's what I take away from today, is I really learned just how historical it is, and how far back the city goes, and the great, great things in our great American history that happened here. But it was also quite an honor too to have one of the schools here in the city welcome me, and we were able to give them all tickets to the race, and then 8 special girls rode along in the city with me and on the Swan trolley ride and told me about some of the places that we visited. So it was a great day. I mean, as drivers, we come in to promote the races that are upcoming, and sometimes the days can be rather predictable or boring. But today was a good day, and anytime I feel like that we can include kids into the day, it always makes it a little bit more meaningful.
One of the things that was so telling was you mentioned the 8 young girls and how they looked up to you, how much they had prepared to give you information and so forth. How much do you appreciate that, and the kind of the role that you have in sports as being a figure who young girls can look at and say, okay, there isn't necessarily a glass ceiling to what I can do. I can do whatever I want if Danica is able to do what she does.
Well, way back in IndyCar, it was, a question about being a role model, and it was all so new to me, and I was 23 at that point in time when I started IndyCar, so, I felt like the baby, but now I'm not. I'm 35, and I'm old, and, I am very honored to have the responsibility and opportunity to be a role model for kids and for adults. I mean, I ask plenty of adults, what do you want to be when you grow up? And it's funny, a lot of them don't have an answer or maybe haven't even thought or cared, but it's important, I think. No matter how old you are, you have to have ultimate goals and pipe dreams. And, I think that with all the other stuff going on in my life, I think that outside of racing with the book and the clothing line and the wine and all these other things, it just shows when you put your mind to something or have a passion for something and have a dream, an ultimate goal, that they can happen. They have to start somewhere, and they really start in your mind. So to get these kids to be thinking about what they want to be when they grow up, I think is important.
Did you ever imagine all of this, as you kind of referenced before, when you started at 23 years of age in IndyCar? It was always interesting talking to David Ortiz of the Red Sox, because at one point in time, he wasn't David Ortiz. At one point in time, you weren't Danica Patrick. I mean, the Danica Patrick of today, obviously being a superstar figure, is something very different than I'm sure than what you ever envisioned was possible. And is it weird at times to kind of, reconcile the figure that is the public figure versus the Danica Patrick before she was Danica Patrick?
No, it's not. I feel like the Danica that was, graduated with 38 people from 8th grade and went to the same school from kindergarten through 8th grade, because I grew up in such a small town. And, that's what I told the kids when I got on the microphone at their school. They sang a song for me, a cappella, and then they played on the drums for me. Or, well, they weren't drums, but they were, gallon drums that they turn upside down and make beautiful music. And I told them that I was in the choir, but I never did anything like that. And then I told the boys that played in the band, or played the drums, that when I was in the band, I played the flute, but I wished I would have played the drums. And so, you know, those are all real life stories. I mean, I came from a very small town, and everybody starts somewhere. And I think that the difference is the dream, right? Because I'm just exactly the same as they are, and we all are exactly the same. It's just whether or not we believe, and we can challenge ourselves. And I don't even think that it's hard to challenge yourself when you have something that you love so much, because it just feels like what you want to do. So the trick is to find what it is that you actually want to do. And I'm a firm believer you can make a job out of anything. So whatever it is that you do as a hobby, you can make a job. And so it was a cool day to be able to, you know, kind of trickle that in.
Following on the racing side of things, you know, where do you see yourself as compared to, you know, where you want to be and your overall goals as a NASCAR driver? Do you feel like you've made continual progress towards those goals, and where do you see yourself in that spectrum?
There's no doubt that the learning never stops. You know, the rate at it is what changes. And then on top of that, you have the opportunities and, you know, the situation that you're in, you know, whether it's, you know, playing on a team that, you know, doesn't have the depth that it needs to win a championship, or whether it, you know, is a race team that doesn't have, you know, exactly what it needs from a manufacturer standpoint, or from a car build mechanic standpoint, body standpoint, you know, R&D development standpoint, from with aerodynamics or mechanical. I mean, there's a lot of ways that things cannot be the best for you, and they can be better for someone else. So you have to keep pushing, and you have to just keep hoping and believing, and really just pushing your people to want that too. You know, the only as strong as your weakest link thing is maybe not necessarily exactly true, but it's pretty true. And so if you have people on your team that don't care, then, you know, then that's an element of it's not enough. When you're competing at the top level of anything, everyone has to be bringing their A-plus game. And long story shorter now, you know, I think there have been some things that I look back at my career and I'm like, man, it's pretty amazing. And then there are like the immediate sort of thoughts of, man, I wish I was doing better. But I think it's those short-term thoughts of I wish I was doing better that make me hopefully look back and think that I did great things. And so, you know, someday I'll look back and I'm sure and I do look back at some of it and think that they were pretty cool accomplishments, but it doesn't stop me from wanting more.
Quickly, though, you think your team has let you down and you haven't been put in the best position to have success?
I have been definitely blessed with great teams in my career. But I think that you know, there are times where I feel like the car could be better. There are times I could be better. And I think sometimes they have not met at the same point. You know, like sometimes maybe I'm too new to do a great job and the car was better. And sometimes I'm ready, but the car is not quite there. And sometimes it doesn't have to do with people. It's about your scenario within a team, as a team. So it just changes. Sometimes rules change. Rules packages, you know, really shift your team. So, you know, I don't think that it's necessarily, I'm not pointing fingers at all. I'm just saying everything's got to be perfect. And to be perfect is hard, and there are guys that and girls that wait a long time for that scenario. So I would say that, you know, I don't think it's been a great year so far, but we are getting better, and so there has to be progress, and I think that there has been this year. So, you know, you just stay positive and you keep working really, really hard.
Thanks so much. Look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire.
Thank you.
That's Danica Patrick here on Hampshire Now, 1-9, 1450 and ConcordNewsRadio.com. Thanks to her for taking some time to talk with us here on WKXL. This hour of the program is presented by Riverbend Community Mental Health, and that segment of the show brought to you by New England College and NEC.edu.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now.
He was a hard-headed man. He was brutally handsome. She was terminally pretty.